Thank you so much, Ambassador, and welcome everybody. So far as Article 7 is concerned, we just flag what we think about the content of the current language on Article 7 in the 7th Review Conference document as a basis, and then we think that it should be further improved while we supporting the proposal made by NAM, which was read out by a distinguished colleague from Venezuela. As far as the different paragraphs of Article 7 are concerned, we see one problem that has not been, and we have discussed that in the MSP, and that is the differentiation between the kind of assistance that in the case of danger or risk or threat or use of biological weapon, a state party might be affected as such. Mostly the content of the paragraph been crafted and drafted in terms of emergency assistance. When it comes to the mobilization of assistance from other international organizations, there is no such a difference between the two. Emergency assistance, in our understanding, as we compare it to the Chemical Weapon Convention in terms of Article 10, is something that the assist of the state parties immediately should be and promptly should be mobilized in order to respond to the request of a state party affected or victim state. As far as the assistance of international organization, which requires its own procedure and it should be mobilized by, so far, if there would be a structure for the BWC, but the secretariat and the head of that secretariat, so far as if the mobilization of assistance is going to be by the United Nations Secretary General, it requires such a thing. So in our understanding, there should be a difference between emergency assistance and a kind of assistance that the international organization should be mobilized for. And we don't see such a differentiation so far, although we have been discussing that in the MSP, in the context of Article 7, but we couldn't succeed to the fact that everybody was in a process to finalize the document. And in the last MSP, NAM was very proposal was too much detail in that context, but it requires further attention and consideration in that context. Another thing is that deals with the definition of assistance, although paragraph 37 exemplifies some kind of assistance, but as we have always been saying that for such a better implementation of the BWC, we need a definition and criteria. One of the definition that we need exactly is the definition of assistant, whereas in the Chemical Weapon Convention, in the very first paragraph of Article 10, we have such a definition. So these are the things that we wanted to flag. The other thing is that the 7th Review Conference mandated the intersessional program to come up with the detailed procedure as was mentioned by other delegation. And still we had some discussion that was fruitful so far. In the coming intersessional period, as other delegation mentioned, we still need to come up with the detailed procedure how to follow such a thing. And Mr. Chairman, we have other proposals to add in Article 7, but so far, since we have to provide you with the written comment, we fixed those proposals in the context of Article 7 of the 7th Review Conference and forwarded to you. Thank you so much.
I thank